USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump hauling off on Democrats as he accepted the Republican presidential nomination at the White House last evening.
At no time before have voters faced a clearer choice between two parties, two visions, two philosophies, or two agendas. This election will decide whether we save the American dream or whether we allow a socialist agenda to demolish our cherished destiny.
What had been Category 4 Hurricane Laura is now a tropical depression with winds of just 35 miles an hour, but it's left a mess in Louisiana where at least six people were killed and a lot of homes and businesses destroyed. The storm is now affecting Tennessee and Alabama and Georgia with very heavy rains and still somewhat gusty winds. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm Dr. John Howe, veterinarian and 2020-2021 AVMA immediate past president with the latest on COVID-19 and pets. There's been a very limited number of infections in companion animals, with most cases asymptomatic or with minor respiratory issues. Here are some key tips. If you're healthy, keep practicing good hygiene with your pet. Wash your hands before and after playtime and when handling food, waste, or supplies. It's best if you don't let your pets interact with people or pets outside your household, especially if you're in an area with community spread. Exercise is important for your pet, but try to steer clear of crowded dog parks. Mind the heat. Socially distance. Keep cats indoors whenever possible. If you're ill with COVID-19, try to have someone care for your pets. If you can't always wear a mask, don't share food, kiss, or hug your pets, and wash your hands before and after any contact. For more information on keeping your pets happy, healthy, and safe, visit avma.org.
More details are coming out about Jerry Falwell Jr.'s resignation as the president of Liberty University over allegations of a sex scandal. Former pool attendant Giancarlo Granda claims he had a relationship with the evangelical leader's wife with the consent and encouragement of Falwell. Falwell denies it, but Granda said this morning on Good Morning America,
Jerry's lying. That was his game plan from the beginning, to just throw her under the bus, which I think speaks a lot about who he is, about his character. And he was aware from day one of our relationship, and he did, in fact, watch.
Weather is helping fire crews to contain California's wildfires. They've now scorched over 1.3 million acres. More than 15,600 firefighters now on the front lines fighting over 700 fires in the state, many of them in Northern California. They've burned more than 2,000 square miles, and they've killed at least seven people. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
More than 180,000 Americans have now died from COVID-19, the nation passing that mark yesterday as a number of Midwest states reported record numbers of new cases. Iowa, Minnesota, North Dakota, South Dakota all reported their biggest one-day increases in new infections. New infections, deaths, hospitalizations, and positive test rates are declining nationally, but these hot spots continue to emerge in the Midwest. Senator Rand Paul is thanking Washington, D.C. police after claiming he was attacked. As Paul tweeted early today, he was attacked by a crazed mob of over 100 people. The alleged attack happened while the Kentucky senator was leaving the White House after the president's nomination acceptance speech during the end of the Republican National Convention. Paul says D.C. police literally saved his life. And the new Bill and Ted movie is out today in theaters. Keanu Reeves and Alex Winter reprising their famous roles in Bill and Ted Face the Music. In the third movie in the series, the two best friends set out on an excellent adventure with the help of several music icons. After being told that only their music can save the universe, Bill and Ted Face the Music is rated PG-13. It's also available on demand. We're available anytime online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.